Good evening.
Well,
good evening, listening audience. Thank you for joining us tonight on My Sister, My Friend, a Blog Talk Radio show here to encourage, uplift, and undergird our sisters, here to give them resources, information, help them to voice their opinions and their issues, and just lift up one another in the time of need. Tonight we are women talking together about life issues, sisters supporting each other, forgiving each other, and caring each other in love. Sometimes we need each other to show love, just to know that there's somebody here listening for you and to you for the problems or issues that you're going through, I'm sorry. So we want to ask you to come on and join us tonight at 310-982-4126. On the line tonight, we have Beverly, who is the sponsor of A Granny's Place and our president. Say hello, Beverly. Oh, you can't if I don't bring you in. Hold on. Okay. Now go ahead and say hello, Beverly.
Good evening, everyone.
Amen. Thank you for that. And tonight we have a special guest today, a very good friend of mine who I've known for several years now. She is a very compassionate, sweet, and loving young lady who has been through life in general. We have had numerous conversations about different issues. We've cried to each other and on each other's shoulders. We've talked and we've grown close over the years. So she has developed a ministry. I'm going to let her introduce the ministry. Her name is Chanel. Chanel, would you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us about your ministry?
Yes, hello. My name is Chanel Butt. And I do have a Facebook ministry, and it's called Women Who Encourage. And it was started just through my own personal life struggles and going through some changes in life. And it was brought to me in the spirit to start a group to where other women would be able to come in to this group and share ideas, encourage each other, uplift each other, and just, you know, touch on just day-to-day living.
Okay. So when did this actually begin?
It began in 2013.
Okay. Would you like
January
to share with us what kind of experiences that you were going through at the time that made you feel like that you needed to share these issues with our other sisters so that they could glean from you or lean on you for whatever they're going through?
Yes. The first Facebook page that I actually wanted to incorporate was just going to be for married women. And I had several women who were not married, and those who were, they said that, you know, they thought it would be best if I did something to where all women, married and single women, would be able to, you know, relate to and get the encouragement. So I broadened it and made it for all women. But my own personal situation, it came from being married, you know, marriage and trying to do the right thing, doing it God's way, just family things. Like I have a brother who has post-traumatic stress disorder and just, you know, a whole bunch of different things. But through it, I knew I had to be the light. And I felt like at that point, encouraging other people would also be a testimony of my struggle as well as being a healing place for myself. So that was the reason why I came up with it. It was something that was put on my spirit to do. And I continue to go on there, and I encourage it, you know, as I can and when I can. And I also ask that other women get on there as well. And it is Chanel Bud is where you would go to, and then Women Who Encourage.
Okay, and that's on Facebook. Do you also tweet or blog or anything like that?
I actually have an Instagram page as well, and it's Women Who Encourage. So I kept it, you know, the same, and it's all under Chanel Buzz.
Okay. All right, wonderful. Well, let me ask you this then. Tell me, do you get a lot of response, or are there a certain age group of women that follow you, or tell me about that?
A lot of women I'm finding that are actually following me or through different churches. Like, I have a lot of women from all over, from every state, so it's not just based out of one state. And for the most part, these women are Christian women. There's not a lot of women who are not, you know, in the church and already Christian and saved.
Okay.
But what I try to do is you know, I talk to everyone when I'm out, even at work, wherever I'm at, and I just, you know, let everyone know, every woman that I come in contact with, that I do have an encouragement group, and there is an encouragement place, you know, and I try to support everyone, as well as I tell them my story, I tell them my testimony, and I'm finding a lot more women are coming to me asking me for my site, you know, what site it is, but I encourage other women to speak out. I encourage them to be a part of this because, you know, we can pray for one another, be there to support one another and make a difference.
Amen. Well, do you have a, like, prevalent issue that's ongoing that you see most of our sisters are going through, or are they just different, all types of different issues? What is the main issue that you see we have as being women, or what we go through?
The main issue that I see a lot of is relationship issues. I see that there's a lot of, you know, instability in our homes, in our households, with our men, with our children, and, you know, just wearing certain... We as women, we have so many different masks that we have to wear, and, you know, our true selves, we're hurting a lot trying to be somebody for everybody and not really being able to dig into our own selves, so we end up losing ourselves to these things. And, you know, so I try to encourage more of God, and I try to be honest when I'm speaking out on my Facebook group on Women Who Encourage. I try to do personal things within myself, and it reaches out to everyone else, because a lot of times I'm finding that women are hurting, but they're not voicing it. They're not getting out and saying anything about it. And so that's why I encourage, and I try to push for, you know, to open up so that women will be able to open up and know that they have somewhere to go, or they're not alone, and it's the same thing.
Okay, are you? Do you try to be biblically based with your encouragement or suggestions that you have for them?
I do, but honestly, one thing that I do need to do, and I'm going to start doing more of, is start putting out scripture. I was doing it more so just from being a Christian woman, you know, and loving God and having a relationship with God, and just touching out on certain things and showing my love for God through what I put out on my women's encouragement group. Because I noticed there were a lot of women also that had fallen off, and they were ones that were not of a Christian religion. And so what I was doing was I was catering to all and drawing them in as best I could, as far as, you know, who Jesus is, you know, the pain that I go through, how he gets me out, being the light, you know, giving, sharing little bits and pieces of my testimony, but not everything, but just things that we can relate on. And I noticed that as I kept, the more I spoke about, you know, the Lord and Savior and things like that, the ones that were not of a Christian religion fell off. And so what I'm trying to do is cater. I wanted to cater so that the lost will understand and know the relationship of the Lord as well, Jesus as well.
leave it there. Okay, wonderful. Beverly, do you have any questions for Chanel?
You were talking about the young ladies who were not of faith believers. They weren't believers in Jesus Christ, or some they weren't. Was it because you started talking about the Lord and talking about the things of faith? Is you think that's primarily the reason that they dropped off? Or
I think they were more, before I got intense with it, I think they were more like, you know, I seen more reading and more likes and things like that. And the more and more I got more intense going through, it seems that they fell off a lot. There's a few of them that I've noticed that, you know, are not no longer reading as much or commenting and things like that. So I did notice that. But, I mean, I understand and also know that, you know, I got to continue on to do what I need to do for the Lord as well. So,
do you think that is the reason why they dropped off? Because you put your faith
kinda
in
sorta.
God's principles
kinda
in it?
Sorta. I think kind of sort of.
Do you think that they want to hear the truth about their relationships and take their blinders off to the things that are going on in their life when you just point blank tell them, well, hey, this is the way it is and this is the way it should be, and you're not sugarcoating it? Do you think that they don't want to hear that? They just want to keep those blinders on?
It sounds like they might they might be fearful that she's trying to convert them.
Yes, and that's what I got. More so, that's what I was feeling out of everything, because the more I talked about relationship things and just different testimonies, I can only tell them my testimony, and my testimony is Jesus always bringing me through. You know, at first I didn't really touch on Jesus. I just would, you know, say, you know, women of faith and, you know, certain things like that, and God is good and take God with you and, you know, different things, and I would get likes. But the more intense my testimony became, you know, I started to see certain people that was not of a Christian religion fall off. And it could be the conversion part, you know, but I still have to let it be known, because at the end of the day, I do have friends that actually were Muslims that are very, very strong in Christ right now. I mean, stronger than some of our, you know, some of the Christian people that we have right now. So, I mean, I've seen both. But for the most part, the ones that are lost were the ones that I was really trying to get to, because, you know, I mean, I just want them to know the relationship that being what Jesus can give you. And so.
So is your ministry, your blog talk, is it primarily about relationships? Or
no,
is
ma'am.
It just. Okay, so it's about all aspects of women's lives, the ups and downs of being a woman.
Yes. Just like
okay.
different situations, different circumstances, you know, just day-to-day things that God may bring to me and say, okay, I need you to, you know, get on Facebook and I need this to be said. Or just what I try to do is make sure that every woman knows that they are loved, you know, and that they are not the only one going through what
right.
life is bringing to us. So it's subjective, because I'm the only one pretty much given out. And so what I'm asking for is for more women to give in, you know, put in, come into the ministry and actually, you know, not be afraid to tell your story, not be afraid to ask for prayer, to ask for help. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things and a lot of resources out here for all of us, but we don't know if we don't ask.
That's right.
And so that's
right.
what I try to do.
That's right.
How many people are with you in your organization?
I'm the only one in my organization, and I have 100 and I want to say maybe 105 members in the group.
Okay. So it's you formed a group on Facebook?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. So does this group meet only through Facebook? Have you ever done any meetings where they come online or face-to-face?
Nothing at all.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
So you're not, are you planning to do something like that?
I would love to do something like that. And
okay.
And that was one of the other things that, you know, what I did was I went off spirit. I went off what was a seed that was planted in me to do and you know, get it out there to for other people to know. But I know that it can't stop there. That was just the starting point.
Okay.
So I am looking for more.
The reason I asked that, because when you started talking about your ministry, the Lord had dropped in my spirit about a girls' rally, and when you started talking, it came up. And so that's why I was asking, would you like to do more? Because I think that to do a young women's or a girls' rally or females' rally would be a great way to bring a lot of young women together, whether they're Christians or not,
yeah,
and talk about their feelings and getting them to understand that nothing new, nothing, there's nothing new in this life. Everything that we're going through and they're going through has already been gone through thousands and thousands of years, so women have already always gone through these things. It's just a different date on the calendar.
Yeah.
It's really not new. So that's why I was asking, would you be interested in doing something else, if you'd be interested in doing a girls' rally to bring a group of women together to talk about women's issues and those type of issues where they're talking about relationships in our lives.
Absolutely. And I do have a book also. It hasn't been published as of yet. It's in the making now. I've already finished the manuscript and everything, so I just have to submit it. And it's also in regards, in, you know, and very relative to encouraging women, you know, just my own personal life struggle and the things I continue to endure. And, you know, one thing about holding up Christ, taking on your own personal cross, is that it's not easy. It's not easy, you know, and for women to understand that they're not the only ones. This pain is real, but it's worth it, you know, if you get it. But women do need to understand and know that they have someone out there that, you know, people are out there that are waiting and willing to encourage them, to be there for them and support them going through. And that's, you know, one of the things about me and Miss Lewis is that, you know, she has always been a mentor to me, and she has helped me get through, and I can only do the same thing. Your testimony is not in vain if you do what you're supposed to do with it.
Man, wonderful.
I agree.
But, you know, we thank you so much for coming on tonight and telling us about your ministry. I would like for you to go ahead and tell us, the listening audience, again, how that your ministry can be reached through Facebook, and if there is any number or a website or anything like that that they can contact you at.
Okay. It's on Facebook, and it's Chanel, Chanel, but Budd, Women Who Encourage. And I have an email address, and that's going to be Chanel, Chanel, B is in boy, 178, at gmail.com.
All right, wonderful. So our listening audience, if you have any questions for Ms. Chanel, or if you just want to get in on the conversation on Facebook, I'm sure that you can go to that page and talk to her, and she'll respond, and you can get to her through her email also if you need be, and we will be putting you on our Facebook for encouragement. Our page, so that they can reach you as a link through us. And we will be talking to you. I hear in the near future that we are probably going to help you do a girls' rally. Right, Beverly?
Yes.
I heard
yes.
it. I heard her. So, and also I want you to be encouraged, uplifted, and keep your head up, baby, because you know God is with you. He's leading you, and he's guiding you through the things in life that he wants you to do. It's not by chance or circumstance that you're going through this. You are going
yep.
through this for His glory. You are going through this to help another young lady. If you don't reach but one, that's what
yeah.
God has
sure.
you to do.
Right.
That's what God has put you in favor for. So you know that I love you, and you know that I thank you for being on the show tonight. And I would love for you to come back sometimes and share a little bit more with us when you can and feel uplifted enough to just get into a little more detail so that some of our sisters listening will know some of the struggles that you had to go through and how you overcame. And speaking
Absolutely.
Of that, we will be having our annual women's conference in October, which is October the 24th. And I would love for you to come out. It will be from 10 to probably 2 or 3 or however the Spirit leads us. And we will be sharing issues and struggles that women have been through with testimony, and also how to go forward after you come out of your issue or your struggle. That's what our theme is this year. So you made it, now what? Okay?
Okay.
That's going to be our conference this year, October the 24th, and it's going to be at the First Free Will Baptist Church. You will be getting more information as the days roll on, since we get our flyers and our information together out to save the date. But we would like for you to save that date, October the 24th, so that you can be a part of that and that conference and get your information out to the ladies, that are going to be there. So we all are going to be in this together. We're going to help one another. We're going to have shoulders to lean on, encouragement, counseling at our conference this year. So be prepared now, because God is going to
okay.
use you in a mighty way, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We thank you, and at this time we're going to let Beverly go ahead and present what Granny's Place is up to now in conjunction with the South Oak Cliff mentoring program that we're going to be involved in.
Okay, let me see, where can I start at? we've been, Granny's Place Ministries, we've been meeting with South Dallas Community Organization, and through that community organization, we've partnered with some other organizations about mentoring our youth, and also mentoring those young men and women that have been released from prisons or been released from juvenile. And so for the past few weeks, we've been meeting with Cedar Valley Community College. And 2014, Cedar Valley Community College started a mentoring project with Carter High School. And through that mentoring project with Carter High School, they focused last year on 12th graders, helping the 12th graders that were interested in going to college. They got a majority of the students to apply to college, apply for scholarships, so they had a really good turnout last year. And so they're going to expand that program a little bit more in 2015-2016 school year. And so they're designing the mentoring program this year to go back into Carter High School, again, focusing on the 12th graders, getting them prepared to go to college, prepared to take the college prep exams, helping them make sure that they complete high school their last year with good grades, also helping them find scholarships. There are a number of organizations that have scholarships, and they're trying to get the scholarships to the students at the Dallas Independent School Districts. And so Cedar Valley's outreach program is going back into Carter High School, which is located on Wheatland Road, and again, focusing on the 12th graders, getting them to understand about college, how college is different from high school and those type of things, and getting them to register for college, take the college prep exams again, helping them to understand how to select their majors, their minors, and whether a two-year college is good for them, whether a career college is good for them to just go into a training program. and those type of things. So we'll be mentoring the 12th graders. But we'll also this year be mentoring the 9th graders so that we can form a relationship with 9th graders as they go through high school, helping them to understand the importance of staying in school, getting good grades, deciding what career they want to go into, what field to study, deciding if they want a career or do they want a job, and helping them understand the difference between a career and a job, helping them to understand how they can, what type of industries they're out here and what they can and can't do. So we're going to really be working with the 9th graders and mentoring them from 9th grade all the way to 12th grade and helping them choose good colleges, choose good skills, and so it's a look forward to working with the high school students and working with Cedar Valley. Granny Space Ministries, we're needing some mentors, and the mentors will only meet one time a month for an hour a month, and we're going to have it in group settings. One time that they'll do it a month, it will be in a group setting. They'll ask professionals and others to come in and talk to the students, 12th graders. But then they'll ask that the 9th and the 12th graders also select to opt in to get a mentor. And so then we'll need mentors to come in and just talk to them for an hour a month, one time a month, to meet with that mentor. And they'll always be in a group setting, so no mentors will be along with the youth and no youth will be along with the mentors. So we're going to prevent any type of situations. But the mentoring is all about helping our young people achieve academic success, helping them to understand about careers, helping them to understand about how they can be successful in their life, and really trying to pull them away from the activities of the street and get them more focused on their life skills and what they can do. So Grady's Place Ministries, we will be taking a part in the Cedar Valley, and so I'm very pleased that we'll be participating in that. And hopefully that will help us kick off our after-school project that we're in partnership with First Free Will Baptist Church. So we've got a couple other things that we're going to do and try to implement that after-school project with First Free Will. And hopefully we'll be able to take some of those 9th graders into our after-school project.
Amen. Well, wonderful. Amen. Thank you for enlightening us on that. The upcoming event. Also, I would like to let our listening audience know that we are fully staffed this month with our shows. As you see, on Monday nights, we have my sister, my friend, from 8 to 9 p.m. On Tuesday nights, we have the Zagregory Show, which is a show that young people can call from the ages of 12 to 17. Then on Wednesday nights, we have a prayer line, a kingdom call. Our sister, Minister Elder Jordan, she's on that line giving prayer in short lessons. Mm-hmm. Then we have on Thursday nights, we have domestic violence. We're overcomers.
We are survivors.
We are survivors, I'm sorry, with Wanda McKinley. She talks to survivors of domestic violence. On Friday night, we have LaShawn, who does street talk. Talks to young adults from the age of 17 to 35. And then on Saturday mornings, we have none other than Minister Joel Lewis, who does a free on the inside, talking to men and talking about their issues and giving out resources and information about help and different aspects of men's life. So we are covered Monday through Sunday. On Sunday mornings, we have excerpts from ministers speaking, from other speakers, and from Pastor Terry from the First Free Will Baptist Church. So we ask that you join us any night of the week from 8 to 9, and on Wednesdays it's 9:30 to 10:30, and for prayer. So God bless each of you. Thank you for listening tonight. And, Chanel, what we do, we normally ask our guests to pray us out. So if you don't mind, would you give us a prayer?
Heavenly Father, I just would like to thank you for the opportunity and thank you for everyone being obedient, Lord, to your call and your will. I ask you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to cover our listeners, protect their homes, Lord Jesus, protect us, Lord Jesus, that are a part of the ministry. Lord, can I just ask you to have favor, Lord Jesus, direct our paths, Heavenly Father, and just thank you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We thank you tonight for listening. We thank you for joining us, Chanel, tonight. And we will be asking you to come back and give us some more insight on your ministry. Beverly, thank you for the opportunity and for sponsoring my sister, my friend. And good night. God bless each of you. We love you. I'll talk tomorrow. Talk to you
later.
Good
night. Good night. Chanel, I'll be contacting you. I'll send you an email.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.